Hello, loyal listeners. Welcome to the Fitness Solution. It's been a wee while, for which I do apologize. However, time is short these days, as I'm sure you appreciate, and we've all very busy in this meta world that we now live in. And so I was just inspired to jump onto the airwaves, and I'm going to tell you the whole story right now. I was in the gym working with a client, lovely lady who I've been working with since the start of the year, really. And she dropped me a text. And what did the text say? Let me call it up. Oh, that's WhatsApp messages. So she sent me a text, and the text was, "Hey, can I ask a favor? If you get a free moment, would you be able to flick me a quick email with what we talked about yesterday? I like to remind myself when I lose focus. Thanks." How sweet is that? So I thought, as opposed to sitting down and writing it in an email, if she wants to know what is being said, then I am sure it's going to be helpful to many others. And how better to deliver it than rather in an email where it might end up getting lost, or in an email where it might, I don't know, just never get opened or read. I suppose the same could be true of a podcast. But I thought, if it's coming from my voice, if you can hear me saying it to you again, then it might be just as helpful. So although this podcast is literally directed at a single human being, it's not really. It's obviously directed at everybody, because I am a firm believer. And if one person's asking the question, then I'm sure there's many, many others who want to know the same answers. The difficulty I have is obviously remembering what we spoke about in the session, because anyone who's done personal training with me will know that I talk a lot. So it's hard to decipher what exactly it was she was after. However, another thing that made this stand out to me, and I can remember what it is, so don't worry. But another thing that made this stand out to me was I was chatting to, I had two new clients sign up, and I was chatting to them, and I brought up the same theme. And I thought, look, if I'm bringing it up twice in 2 days, then clearly it's something worth listening to. So, I mean, if you're a loyal listener to me, if you follow me, and if you see lots of my stuff, then obviously you're going to be aware that I'm a firm believer in getting stronger, not slimmer. It's a very core belief of mine that the less we focus on weight loss in a fitness journey, the less we focus on weight loss in a fitness journey, the more beneficial it's going to be to everybody, because of many, many reasons. And I distilled the reasons down, and this was a conversation I had with both of these clients. Now, I'm not denying the obvious and very clear science of a calorie deficit and how that works. Obviously, I fully appreciate that is how we establish weight loss. However, it doesn't take a genius to understand, it's not difficult to figure out that really and truly a calorie deficit isn't as accessible to everybody in the same way. So you're kind of playing on what I'd call an uneven playing field. It's almost like you're playing football with a rugby ball, or I don't know, trying to race Usain Bolt on the sand and he's got track. Like, when somebody engages in a weight loss journey, it's very difficult. One of the first things I try to establish with people is how accessible and how realistic is weight loss going to be as a goal for this person, because there's so many different factors that go into it, and not all of those factors, are completely under your control. For instance, genetics plays such a huge role in your ability to lose weight, and basically the overall shape and size and makeup of your body. So you can't fight your genetics. As much as I know you'd love to, and as much as you might curse your parents for giving you the genetics you have, you just can't fight your genetics. And it's always much better if you can get to a point where you accept that as opposed to fight it. Because trying to fight your genetics and lose weight are two very difficult things. Like, your genetics will win, and therefore you might not lose weight, and therefore you're going to be very frustrated, you're going to give up very quickly, and you're generally going to just feel like the whole thing sucks. And whenever someone gets into a kind of a weight loss journey and everything really sucks for them, 9 times out of 10 it turns them off of exercise, full stop. And I was kind of having this discussion with my clients in the gym. I was just saying, look, it's just not accessible to everyone. You know, like, you're a mom of three young children. You're a shift worker. Like, what do you expect? Like, I'm not saying trying to lose weight is ridiculous. What I am saying is I don't think you've probably got the time and space available to you to really be able to get to the point that you think you should be able to get to. And there's a couple of reasons to go into that. One, we're sold a massive lie in this world that, you know, we can all achieve lots of weight loss. And we all have quite unrealistic expectations of how much weight we can lose and what is going to be acceptable to myself in my own head and to society at large. And that causes its own problems. So most people, when they say, oh, I need to lose 15 kilos, they really mean 3 or 4 is probably what's possible. But they're coming at it from a point of societal pressure. They're coming at it from a point of what they believe is the expected standard, as opposed to really truly what is available to them. So I was talking to my client. I said, look, you're a shift worker. Like, that's so hard to manage, full stop. 3 young children, a dog, a new dog, a puppy. That's hard to manage as well. Like, weight loss just isn't the thing to focus on. Added to that, when we look at the aspect of genetics, it's you're asking for trouble. You're clearly just playing with trouble. So why put yourself through that? Because it's clearly turning, it's clearly demotivating you. I could see it was just really hurting my client. The constant thought of losing weight and the constant thought of never quite achieving and, you know, eating KFC for lunch and therefore feeling like she's failed and therefore feeling like she can't come and see me because she had KFC for lunch because, let's face it, that's not congruent to her goals. And the whole thing just unravels so quickly. And I'm sure so many of you are listening to this and completely resonating with this particular person's journey. And so I just looked at her and I went, look, you know, she came out with, I hate exercise. And I was like, why? Why do you hate exercise? And something she said, like, she said all the usual kinds of things. You know, she doesn't like the way it feels when she moves in certain ways. And I was like, I appreciate that. She doesn't feel comfortable in the gym environment because, let's face it, gyms are elitist. I totally get that as well. And, you know, she's only ever probably been told to do exercise that she dislikes. She's probably only ever also approached exercise with the idea of losing weight. And when you approach exercise with the idea of losing weight, you naturally go into a mindset of, let's do this exercise in order to lose calories. Or you do something like trying to earn your food, where you're just going to burn calories because of what you ate the day before. And look, none of that is fun. And then if you throw on top of that the genetic factors that are in place, the societal factors that are in place, the environmental factors that are in place to lose weight, you're just picking a fight you're never going to win. And I don't know about you, but I like winning. And so if I'm going to pick a fight, I'm going to make sure I approach the fight in the right way so that I can come out on top. And my policy to that and to my clients is, let's get stronger. And my reason for that is, believe it or not, the muscles I have in my body are designed and operate in exactly the same way as your muscles, sort of. I mean, obviously, if you're a woman, you're going to have less testosterone. But the science behind getting stronger, the repetitive nature of showing up to a gym, doing some exercise, and the programming for that doesn't have to be as strict as you might think it does. And the simplicity of my bicep will respond in exactly the same way that your bicep will respond to a stimulus of resistance. Now suddenly we're the gap, the playing field that we were playing on earlier, you know, playing football with a rugby ball, we're suddenly getting a football in our hands on a football field, which is going to be useful. We're closing that gap of difference. And we're closing that gap within yourself of what you can achieve. So by focusing yourself on getting stronger, by focusing yourself on, okay, if I do 3 sets of 12 reps of a squat, my legs are going to get stronger. And if Adam does 3 sets of 12 reps of a squat, Adam's legs are going to get stronger. And both of our legs are going to respond in the same way to that stimulus. That's exciting. Suddenly it's not a competition. Suddenly it's, the human body is amazing, and my human body is amazing, and I'm not and I know I can get stronger. If Adam's quadriceps get stronger, my quadriceps get stronger because the muscle tissue is made up of the same stuff. That's great. Now, there are factors we can obviously put in to affect that. How frequently we train, our diet towards that, i.e. a bit more protein, as well as other things that are genetic. But it's a much more achievable exploration in fitness. You're not likely to get too disheartened when you're not feeling yourself get stronger, because you can always find a way to make yourself get stronger in the gym. You can always find an approach of developing a new skill, increasing your talent in the gym, increasing the weight in the gym. But it's not all about weight. Increasing your reps, increasing your sets. What else? Increasing your consistency in turning up to the gym. What else can we increase in the gym? We can increase the amount of, I think I'm out now. We can change the types of exercise in order to target the same muscles so that it doesn't stay constantly depressing, like eating the same bowl of chicken and rice might feel when you're trying to lose weight. So when you come to trying to get fit, when you come to trying to get stronger, my two core principles are get stronger as opposed to lose weight, because getting stronger is more accessible to you than losing weight. It's more accessible to everyone than losing weight. And that is an empowering feeling. And the other one is, no one who loves you cares how much you weigh. They only care about how strong you are to look after them. And that's it. That's it. This is nothing. And when you approach fitness with those two things in your mind, you're going to win. You're going to win that fight. You're going to start enjoying it more. You're going to start feeling better about exercise. You're going to start finding the whole thing so much more interesting, because you're doing it not from a point of wanting to reduce yourself, but you're doing it from a point of wanting to develop yourself. And I don't know about you, but I find developing myself far more exciting than reducing myself, than trying to escape, than trying to tackle something I failed at before. You can develop in so many different ways. And the byproduct of getting stronger is you're likely to make your machine, i.e. your body, more efficient, and therefore you are more than likely to lose some weight along the way, if that is ultimately what you want. I just know that I've been down every avenue in fitness, right? I've been down, well, other than like extreme bodybuilding, as you can probably tell by looking at me. But with my clients, you know, I've been hyper-vigilant on focusing them on weight loss. I've been hyper-vigilant on focusing them on, you know, calorie deficits and how to manage these things, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I'll tell you what, as a coach, as a personal trainer, and I think this is probably true of my clients as well, I've never had so much more fun and found my job so much more straightforward and seen my clients enjoy themselves as much as when we just have a proper strength training program and they just come in, they just nail that strength training program. And we just do that, and we just chat, and we just enjoy time together. We're just extremely in the present with each other. And this exercise isn't framed through trying to win calories or trying to win the battle of a calorie deficit. It's just framed through you're here, and you're going to exercise your butt off just because we want to make you stronger, because that's what's going to make you enjoy your life so much more for so much longer. And hey, if we're not here to enjoy our life more for longer, then what are we doing here? Like, honestly, what are we doing? If, you know, if you're going to the gym to lose weight and you don't enjoy that at all, then what's the point? You're not going to keep up with it. If you don't enjoy what you're doing, you got no chance. So let's just find a way that unlocks fitness for you, as well as makes you feel like you're achieving something exciting, brand new, and makes you feel loved in your life. And that's what I want. It was funny, my client who kind of started this whole podcast thing, who texted me, she said that her children come running up to her and they just kind of like grab their arms and put them all the way around her. and squeeze her tight. And every time she gets one of those hugs from her children, she says, "I can just hear you in my mind. Your children don't care how much you weigh. They care that you're strong enough to look after them. And that is all that matters. And if you don't have children, then it's exactly the same, but with whoever it is you love. Whether it's your doggy." Where's Hugo? Hugo, come here. Come here. Whether it's your dog, like Hugo, whether it's your partner, your wife, your husband, whoever it may be. Nope, he's not coming. Then that's essentially it. Finite. Done. End of. Get stronger. Stop worrying about weight loss. Start focusing about getting stronger, and you're going to enjoy it. And don't worry that you're going to build loads of big muscles. You're not. I promise you. I promise you. And everything will just get easier. Right. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I hope we've lifted that kind of weight off your shoulders a little bit. Even a little bit is going to help. If I haven't, then message me and I will do my best to help you through it. If I have, then message me and it would be lovely to hear the fact that this resonated with you and it's helped change your perspective a little bit on some stuff that you needed, because that's what it's all about. Right. As always, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Peace, love, and protein. Ciao, ciao. Thank you so much for making it to the end of another episode of The Fitness Solution. You're clearly a very fit listener. May I gently remind you to like and subscribe to this podcast in your podcast app. That way, whenever I release a new episode, my meandering chats will magically appear on your phone without you having to do anything at all. Also, if you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to share it with one of your friends if they ask you for a podcast recommendation. Word of mouth goes a very long way, and no more so than yours. Don't forget, if you want to find out more about working with me, please head to my website and click on the page that says Strong and Confident Program. I work with people all over the world, online as a personal trainer or in person here in Toowoomba. Thank you so much for listening this week. Don't forget to follow me on social media. It's at @the_gym_starter on Instagram, or on TikTok, it's at @thegymstarter. And please feel free to send me any questions that you might have via DM. I cannot wait to speak to you again very, very soon. Peace, love, and protein. Ciao, ciao.